Hiroko Sato from Jefferies Securities. Shall I speak in English or Japanese? What's better? Japanese, please. First question, page 12, cloud-related business. In the fourth quarter, year-on-year, 48% growth. And I have a question about this. Next year, well, the revenue is about 5 billion. So do you expect that in the next year you will start growing from this baseline? Well, there are some seasonal factors to consider too. So on a quarter-to-quarter basis, the fourth quarter was the biggest quarter. So the first quarter is going to be smaller than this. It was the same last year. In terms of growth rate, 48% in this quarter, but our annual forecast is at 30%. And we have Mr. Wao here too, so he can make efforts to exceed that expectation.
Of course, we like to have that kind of growth, but I think I do want to share one thing about this revenue. Actually, this Q4 growth of this cloud product, we have very few big deals in this Q4. I think probably only one or two that is above $1 million. So compared with some of our competitors that has big results with a lot of $1 million deals, I believe our growth is more sustainable because in the world, how many $1 million deals you can have, then our growth, we are very happy that this type of new strategic product growth was coming from a lot of Zebra, the mid-size company growth.
So cloud-related businesses next year in the first quarter is maybe 4 billion. Times four is 16 to 17 billion, just under 20 billion. Is that roughly the idea? Please calculate it at 30% for the time being, and we will continue to disclose the numbers on a quarterly basis. I want to add one thing. As Eva mentioned, deep discovery product is not really included here. This is a number from 2010. And if we add new product, it's very difficult to do an apple-to-apple comparison, but maybe we will have to change number. So if you how much revenue did you get from deep security? This one, but this discovery is not included. So how much is not included? That's not disclosed. That's a question for us. The discovery is a hardware solution as well as software and services. So in the end, we have to decide how we should define this revenue, and after consideration discussion, we'll try to disclose. So if deep security is included, is the revenue going to be pushed up by 1 billion? It will be pushed up, but I cannot really say by how much. Of course, it will be higher than this. I see.
What would be the profits with the cloud and deep security in terms of the net sales?
Well, we don't calculate this individually, but if it's like a startup company, it's mainly to acquire customers rather than profits that would be focused upon. So the profit rates would be lower than the other products, but it's not structurally low. Rather, we're in a growth phase. So in terms of profits, we are investing in services to acquire customers. But I believe that once we get the sales, then we will be able to have profits that will recoup the investments. I think that Wao's presentation mentioned this, but we see a more broader business being accomplished through one area. So we can start this as an entry point so that for overall security management, we can get the business. And there's also education and other aspects so that a variety of other services can be offered. And we see that kind of growth in Japan. And so there are various things that are difficult to express here.
To answer your question.
Well, I asked a good question then.
Actually, I think The key is that all these three products are interrelated, and therefore, one product in, even though we have lower profit margin, we can sell the other two Cs to get the margin back. So think about this. A lot of companies need to spend a lot of money to get the leads. But for us, any one C sell in is like a lead for other two Cs. So we actually making money by making leads. So that's the how we see our business.
I see. Then the second point, the low light of the consumer business. Mr. Omega's presentation at the end talked about the fact that consumer sales have gone down. There's a slowdown. And there are two sub-questions to that. In regard to this going down for the consumer business slowdown, is it being adequately made up for with the cloud business? And the final comment that you made, for the overseas consumer area, there's going to be new products launched to increase sales. But for the stagnant mood of the consumer market, has this bottomed out? And are you going to be able to bring the results to flat? Has it bottomed out? Well, for the overall company, when we think about this, yes, as explained, the negative portion of the consumer business is being covered by the commercial business portion. And in this regard, the virus buster is a major portion of the revenue, and when compared to last year, the Windows PC shipments are down, and so if we just depend on that, it'll be difficult. But the decline up until last year has stabilized in the Windows PC area, so if we continue to do a solid job for the conventional business, while at the same time providing new service products, and from this year we'll be making new efforts in the consumer area. But this is still the year where we are starting this effort, and in regard to how many new customer segments we can acquire will be the issue that we have to tackle this year. And it was mentioned in the US part of the explanation that rather than expect revenues from this year, what we want to do is to acquire the customer segments, and that's going to be the action we'll focus upon this year. And one more thing that I'd like to ask, Mr. Omikawa explained about this, but among the active users that we have now, Eva has mentioned about the tone in the consumer market, but when we look at the active users, we have increased in Japan, not decreased. And for the consumer market this year, for net sales, last year there was a special demand for Windows XP, but there was considerable amount of rebate last year. This does not exist this year, and so there will not be any deferment of that. So the apparent sales will not be that bad here in Japan because of the decline in the rebates. Or rather, it looked more negative last year because of this. And so in our outlook, the consumer business is not assuming a very bad outlook at all.
Third question about the forecast, 7% growth in revenue and 2% growth in profit, that is your forecast for 2015, and you'll be spending money on sales and marketing. In the cloud area, deep security margin is lower than the other products, but if this business continues to grow, then maybe the profit rate will not grow as fast as the revenue. Is my interpretation correct? It really depends on the phase that the product is in. So 2 to 3 years ago, we invested into cloud computing, and the profit level was low, and there were some concerns about low profit, and the stock prices lowered. But now, we are posting record in terms of revenue and profitability. And as a company, if the revenue grows, the profitability level will improve over time. So this is like a startup situation. So we cannot prioritize profit. We have to prioritize customer acquisition. And that is why we need to make these investments. And today we are talking about using one C to introduce the other two Cs to improve the profitability over time. But basically, we have to acquire the customers first. One last confirmation about the numbers. For this fiscal year, advertising expenses or sales marketing, how much more do you have for this budget compared to the previous year? We don't disclose that detail. And as I mentioned before, new customer acquisition is important. And you can see in the Q4 numbers that we are achieving results. So marketing cost will be increased because we need to invest into customer acquisition. But we cannot really tell you exactly how much. But it's going to be larger than the previous year's marketing budget. Thank you.
My name is Kikuchi of SMBC Nikko Securities, and there are two major questions I have. First, in regard to the fiscal year that just ended for the fourth quarter, I'm looking at just Japan. We see this has gone up, and there's the pre-gap and post-gap, and basically, it looks like it should stabilize in similar levels, but the pre-gap right now, in net sales, it's less by 2 billion yen. And so, are there any factors that are pushing up the net revenues for the fourth quarter? What would those factors be? And in the pre-gap basis, what would be the situation for the net sales? Would it go down? So if you could disclose some details there, that would be appreciated. And let me reply from my side. Last year, or rather 2 years ago in 2013 as compared to 2014, last year in Q4, there was quite a lot of return goods. And because of that, there were the reserves that had to be allocated. But there had been allocations for Q4 in two areas. We thought that it would be Q3, but in Q4 there was a higher number than anticipated for that. But then in Q4 there's some return goods coming in. And so on a gross basis, as for the total net sales, as Mr. Okumikawa has mentioned, the pre-gap is apparently looking bad, but in terms of net sales, in terms of active users, has not decreased. So we have a similar situation in net sales, and for accounting purposes, net sales will look as if it were going up. But there is a negative factor of a lack of new customers. But currently, for the consumer net sales situation, rather than look at the pre-gap, on an accounting basis, we should look at whether the net sales are being maintained or not. That would give you a more accurate picture. Now, in pre-gap and post-gap, there is several years' impact. And in the first quarter, the consumer sales increased 3 years ago. That was big for the tax increase. And for these customers, this does not appear in the pre-gap stage in the second and third quarters. So if that's the case, it doesn't mean that our net sales are not going to grow. We have the post-gap, and then there's the two-year situation. And so there's no problem in the consumer area. So there's no structural problems as such happening now. And as explained, for domestic sales, we don't consider this as negative. But on the pre-gap, we do believe that it will be negative. But on the accounting net sales, for post-gap, we do not anticipate that this will impact 2015. In Japan, there were strong sales, and there was also the compensation linked to stock prices that did not occur. But for these net sales, so can we assume that this is not a large decrease as a level, but we do not believe that there will not be any meltdown in a great manner compared to the current levels.
Guidance について
three questions about the guidance for the fiscal year about the net sales. Growth rate seems to be very high. And you have explained that 5% increase in Japan, so that's about 2.5 billion yen, and 10% growth in the United States, mostly exchange rate, I think, and that's another 2.5 billion, and just under 8 billion increase. So where is the remaining 3 billion coming from? Europe is declining. So apart from Japan and the US or EU, where is this number coming from? Maybe one of these numbers is wrong, or I'm sure that the guidance is correct, but the numbers do not add up. Yes, Japan, Europe, and US are mentioned, but we have five regions, including APAC and LATAM. So we expect a two-digit, double-digit growth in those areas too. In 2014, Latin America showed the fastest growth, and we believe that the situation will continue into the next year and beyond. So Latin America is about 3 billion. Well, no, I think it's smaller. And IPAC and Latin America, if they don't grow by more than 10%, it doesn't make any sense. That's right. Latin and APAC. And APAC shows faster growth than Latin. Okay, I see. Second question. U.S. exchange rate included a 10% increase. So excluding the exchange rate, I think this is a flat growth. Consumer and enterprise, how do you see these two different businesses? And for enterprise, you have the strategic area versus the conventional business area. How do you look at them? And deep security increased in the fourth quarter. I mean, you sold a lot of that, but I don't think the numbers will show in the fourth quarter. In other words, it will probably show in the 2015, and considering that, the numbers should be higher, maybe. Well, for consumer, a double-digit decline is expected in the U.S., similar to the previous year. That's the biggest factor. But other than that, we believe that it's growth, positive growth, not flat in total. And new business is growing by 43%, and we expect renewals from the new business. So double-digit growth, except consumer, can be expected in North America. So if we remove the exchange rate impact, low single-digit growth is expected. But as Mr. Mahendra explained, for enterprise, double-digit negative, and for consumer, double-digit negative. But after excluding the exchange rate impact, low single-digit positive growth. Thank you. Third question.
For sales expenses, it's about 7.3 billion yen for this period. And I don't think that it will grow that much, but what will constitute this growth? If we look at the balance, net sales seems to have some awkward numbers contained in it. And perhaps the net sales should have been much lower in the guidance, and perhaps the guidance actually should have had lower OPEX. But what is the factors for the increase in the operating expenses? Could you talk about this? Well, when we provide the guidance, these are not meaningless numbers. We believe they are appropriate. But in regard to why this is the case, we have been looking at the sales situation, and it doesn't immediately, the sales expenses, when we hire salespeople, do not immediately generate sales. But we are looking at an upside. Perhaps Wael can talk about this. I'm sure he would want to touch upon this.
As even Mahindra mentioned, the sales investment takes time for the productivity to start to kick in. Last year, for instance, in the U.S., we have seen 1,000 deep security customers outside our current customer base. These are, most of them are 1C customer. In order for us to increase the productivity, we need to be able to move the 1C to multiple C's, and that's where you can see higher productivity and more profit. So what we've been doing right now, we've been investing heavily to capture new customers, especially in what we call it the high relevance area. Our competition around the world, we feel is the share of wallet is important, but also the share of mindset, mind share. Where what is the customer who, there's a lot of people in the security business, which is really good. I think there is a lot of security budget, which is really good. But who do you want to spend more time with? We've been very lucky that we have a relevant area that is a high priority. Cloud is one. Try to be able to get those customers, as Eva said, not try to make it big deals, but try to be able to seed those customers, focus in small transactions, but many, many customer transactions. That has cost. Our thesis is, as customers get to know us, they get to know what other product we can be able to provide, then we can be together increase that transaction size over time. That takes time. So what we've been doing right now, we've been testing the market in the last 2 years, and it's actually been paying off nicely. We are trying to accelerate customer acquisition. The second phase of that, which is we're already working in parallel, to be able to increase the lifetime value of those customers and the multiple Cs. So there is some time lag. That investment has to happen first. We have a lot of early indicators showing that we're actually gaining customers, and most importantly, we're showing that we can be able to move from one C to another C. Over time, that should be able to improve our basically lifetime value of those customers.
Actually, a lot of those investment also is marketing, although it's in the sales. Because even here in Japan, Trend Micro is very well known. But whenever we go to customer, a lot of time customers still say, oh, you're the virus buster customer, company. And not to mention that in the other country, people still think Trend Micro is an AV company. While we are transiting to a cyber security defense company and a cloud security company, we need to invest on those education to the market about our transition. That's why some of those sales and marketing expense is where we need to invest for our brand name.
Any other questions?
My name is Tanaka from Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities. I have three questions. Question one. Marketing cost in the United States. What do you spend the money on specifically? I understand that you're hiring headcounts and you want to improve productivity of the personnel. Other than that, what do you do? I think that you sell through your partners. So do you pay incentive to your partner, or do you run a huge advertising campaign, or do you run seminars? I still don't really understand how the money is being spent. So can you please give us the specifics? Well, just like Eva said, we have to change our image, the perception. So we need to acquire new channels, and also we have to do events, including seminars. We have a strategic product channel, and we have to think about different profiles and different channels. So we have to think about what kind of seminar event is suitable for different channels and profiles, and just like what we do in Japan. Well, in Japan, you would have like co-sponsors or partners pay for these events. And in the United States, Trend Micro will spend most of the money and organize the event without the partner support. Well, one thing I can say is that when we work together with a partner, sometimes we deduct it from the sales, from the revenue. So you cannot see the revenue and you cannot see the cost. But we're talking about pure marketing costs, so these are like events and activities related. This is not about a 50-50 split between us and the partner. Sometimes that cost is deducted from the sales.
The question. I just want to make sure that actually our investment in sales and marketing, it is within the industry that we're in. If you notice, some of our competitors are extremely heavy in investment in sales and marketing with their new product. Security is extremely hot in the U.S. Everybody wanted to learn about new products. And we compete with very large companies, but we also very well-funded smaller companies. So our strategy not to go and try to mimic or be like the others. We try to do something unique. One of the things we're doing very unique to help our channel, because in the end of the day, our channel, we have a very loyal channel based in the US, but do you want to be in the new markets, the new product buying cycles, is aligning with our major alliances. Our major alliances, such as, say, AWS. We are the largest security player for Amazon AWS in globally in the US that it happened, reInvent, for instance. What that does, it does two things. It's number one, it gets the customer to know we are very relevant in the cloud. But also, it will help our channel to be able to position our product as such. We do the same thing with VMware. 2 weeks ago, I was at the VMware Global Partnership Exchange Summit, and we have a very, very good position. So our investment is not horizontal. It's a very, very directed in the areas where we have an unfair advantage, such as private cloud with VMware, such as public cloud with Amazon, such as Microsoft with the new 365, for instance. And Eva mentioned the OEM that we just recently announced with HP. We are doing a lot of alignment with HP to leverage their customer base as well.
Second question is in regard to the American consumer market. Now, there's Radio Shack that has gone out of business, and it's a tough situation in the home appliances, and I understand that Best Buy is also having tough times. Does this impact things? Do you mean in bad debts? Not bad debts, but does it make net sales tougher? Yes. The retail sales channel is in a tougher situation than before. Meanwhile, for the bankruptcy of Radio Shack doesn't mean that the entire retail market is going bankrupt, and we still have half of the Best Buy business. So we think that if there's further consolidation in the market, Best Buy will still remain. And although their stock prices may not be doing so well, I believe that as a company, they will continue to survive. Then what about the new customers in U.S. market? There was 43% growth. Are you talking about the number of customers or the amount-wise? And it's the new customer number. Now, what's the amount for the new customers that is generated? That's not disclosed. We just wanted to show this number because on a total basis, although it may be not seem apparent, we are properly doing our job. In regard to whether we are doing our strategy correctly or not, this is one indicator. And this is quite complicated if we go into the details. About we're looking at the new customer acquisitions, and we're also looking at the new sales. And that number, 43%, when Eva explained about this, it was explained that in regard to this is the increase in the number of customers with 1,000 seats or more.
not the total number of customers. The total number of customers with 1,000 seats or more is represented with this number.
One quick question. Operating income messages is very unclear. In other words, you did this presentation, you showed us numbers, and are you saying that marketing expenses will be spent for 2015? You have a leverage with AWS, for example, and you have successful operation in the United States. You're making profit, but you're still going to spend money. And do you spend money because of strong competition? Is that a negative kind of cost spending? Or is this more like a prior investment, initial investment, to take an opportunity? Opportunity, yes. Okay. So net sales increase of 8 billion, but also the cost is increased by 7 billion, which is unthinkable in terms of the marginal cost. But you have been conservative with this number? Well, as was explained before, we're not going after big deals. We want to increase the number of deals, number of accounts, and make sure that we will continue to increase our share of wallet or our footprint within the customer base. And in order to acquire the customers, we need self-commission and channel programs, so it may not lead directly to sales, but this is healthy because if the customer base is increased, then renewal will increase and upsell will increase. So there may be some time lag before we see the impact of the investment. So this is our strategy. We will not go after big deals like our competitions do. We go in the other direction. We go after larger number of smaller customers or smaller deals. And of course, we have to think about the customer profile. As Wael mentioned, we have some really good blue chip companies as well. So if we sow the seeds now, in the future, we can reap the benefit. Maybe I should have mentioned this before. You think it's abnormal, this number. But half of this can be explained by exchange rate. For both net sales and cost, more than half of the number can be explained by this exchange rate. For example, for dollar, we are expecting a really weak yen. That's the assumption. And we have APAC. And Asian currencies are more or less pegged to US dollar, and euro is also weak. So weak yen only has a limited impact. Dollar and euro were both high in the past, so we could offset this impact, but this year we will not be able to offset that impact. So that's a little bit technical, but half of the increase of sales and profit can be explained, or cost can be explained by exchange rate. Any other questions?
よろしいでしょうか?
No other questions? If not, then we would like to close off the explanation about the results of the fourth quarter and FY 2014. We would like to thank you for coming despite the poor weather.